Grain futures, we are lower on the session right now, to sharply lower on wheat. That wasn't the case around 12 o'clock. We did see corn and beans trading higher on the session, while the wheat trade was trying to work its way back to steady money, but that went to pieces when around 12:15, the Iranians said they have a final draft they will be submitting in a few hours. Supposedly, it includes a immediate cessation of all fighting on all fronts, no targeting of infrastructure, their guarantee freedom of navigation through the Persian Gulf, but there was no discussion about nuclear fusion capability. That was not discussed. We'll see if President Trump likes this or not, but nonetheless, when this came out, crude oil quickly tumbled well over $3 a barrel. That took the bottom out of the grain trade that was trying to get some strength in here, and now we are moving lower in the session. By the way, corn, big export sales number this morning, well over 2 million metric tons of corn, which is giving support to corn as the USDA and upcoming WASDE crop reports, they're going to have to lower carryout. And when you lower the old crop carryout, it also flows forward into new crop carryout getting lowered as well. So currently we are down 2¾ cents on July corn, 4.63, December off 3.5 cents, 4.85¾. As we view the bean market, we're now down 5¼ on July, 11.94½, after being about a nickel higher here just an hour ago. November beans down 7½, 11.86. Wheat, Chicago's taking the lead on losses. They're down 12¾ for July, 6.47¾. Kansas, July off 11, 6.87¾. Minneapolis, July, it's now premium Kansas, but it's also lower, down 4½ cents a bushel at 6.90. September off 5¼ at $7.11. Cattle futures under heavy pressure here today. Appears Mexico is going to start sending us beef. If they can't send us feeder cattle through the border because of the New World screwworm, well, those calves are down there and they've gained weight and they've grown up and they're ready for slaughter. And they've been getting slaughtered down in Mexican plants that have plenty of help to keep them running 24 hours a day. And so they announced they want to send through our free trade agreements, you know, beef into the U.S. Well, there's a little problem with that. It's called Brazil. Brazil struck a deal recently sending beef into Mexico. Mexico doesn't have country of origin labeling. We have a weak thing called voluntary country of origin labeling. But in regards to Mexico down there, they could be boxing up Brazilian beef and shipping it on to the U.S., avoiding those 25% tariffs that Brazil would be paying right now since they've already met their quotas. And that's got the cattle market spooked. Cattle for June, down $4, $249.27. Now that's carrying quite the discount to the cash market presently, which is trading in the 260 to 265 range. August cattle down $6.05, $239.25. October down $6.12, $230.65, carrying a $35 discount to the current cash market for October and December cattle. Feeder cattle, May down $1.60, $369.12, basically where the cash mark feeder index is, but limit down August feeders into infinity. Every contract is down 925 limits, so expand the limits tomorrow. The August feeders, 356.52. September, 353.37. October, 349.62. November feeders, 345.77. January, 339.45, carrying a 20-plus dollar discount to the cash index. That's actually almost a $30. Take that back. $30 discount to the feeder index. On the hogs, down 210 for June, 95.17. July off 215 at 99.82. Gold's up $13 a barrel. up $13. Sorry, I'm looking at crude oil. 45.49. Silver up 98 cents, 77.17. Crude oil down 88 cents a barrel, 97.38 just an hour ago. It was at $102. The gasoline for July down 9 cents a gallon, $3.28. Diesel fuel down 12 cents a gallon, $3.72.5. Any questions, you can call us. Our phone numbers are at the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.